Welcome to Short Take. Silvana Santa Maria is a German producer and director. She graduated from the Film Academy in Baden-Württemberg in directing. Her feature films have been screened and awarded at A-list international festivals, including Cannes, Kalo Vivari, Warsaw, Cairo, San Sebastian, Shanghai, and Venice. Silvana's last two films as producer and co-producer are the award-winning Sharaf in 2021 and Pamphir in 2022, which have enjoyed great success both nationally and internationally. Pamphir, which premiered at Cannes, was most recently nominated for the European Film Award in the Discovery category. Silvana is one of AFP's producers on the move in 2023. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Silvana.
Hi, Christina.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready.
I'm ready, and thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Grateful, excited, and at the moment, I would also say quite confident.
Okay, that's a great combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I love traveling, and luckily, because of my job, I have the opportunity to travel actually more than I can. And so I'm very happy to have the possibility to travel and to explore new places. And that is definitely one of my favorite things to spend time on.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I mean, many. But I'm smoking, so I would say that is a guilty pleasure.
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be film related. It can be anything.
Mainly in the last 25 years, I was always worked in the film world or around it. The best time I had in my job is always when I'm on set. So that is definitely what I love most. It's not one job, but in general, it's always magical when it's going to set. It's my favorite place to be.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I really do appreciate having time, listening to each other, and cheering each other up.
What is your favorite food?
I can't decide, but all kind of Asian food I love.
Okay. If you weren't a producer-director, what would you be?
If I think about what I wanted to be as a child, as a teenager, I dreamed for many years to be a psychologist. So sometimes I'm thinking about what would have happened if I choose that path. So yeah, maybe I would have become a psychologist.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to be in different places at the same time, to split myself in different pieces.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
Oh, really?
A lot of like teleportation.
Sort of a
version of that. And also, interestingly enough, singing or music. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
What comes to my mind is only a children film that I recently thought about that I really want to watch with my daughter. As soon as possible, it's the, I don't know the English title, the German title was Momo, so I guess it was the same in English. And it was it has so many good and beautiful scenes. And this film was probably kind of one of my favorite films as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michael Ende, What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
That was Homegoing from Yaa Gazi.
Ah, yes. Mm. Yeah, it's a great book. Yeah. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I loved the female characters in Swing Time. So that was a beautiful book.
What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
It's definitely one or two of my own series I'm developing at the moment. I mean, probably because I just can't think about them at the moment. So I'm sure there are many other great upcoming series that are maybe not known or not published at the moment. But if I'm thinking about what I'm thinking about at the moment, so it's definitely one or two of my own series.
Okay. Well, our listeners know to keep their eyes open. Which maybe German, but not necessarily again, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with?
Yeah, I just recently found a young actress that I really thought it's a young German actress. Mm-hmm. Daria Flechter. And I just thought, wow, she's not known at the moment, but I think she could.
Good recommendation. And now we're getting a little bit personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
I can get very calm when it's very stressful around me. So I think that is a good thing when things are getting hectic to calm down and to be a little bit a center of calmness. Mm-hmm. Around other people.
Yeah, absolutely, especially on a film set.
Exactly.
And what do you dislike about yourself?
Sometimes I have the tendency to overthink things. Mm-hmm. So that is what I don't like. I really love to put it aside and don't think about something anymore, but then I'm overthinking it in all kind of directions. So that is something I really don't like.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing. It can be a small thing.
There is not one big regret. I think in general, it also has a little bit to do with the other question, with the overthinking. Sometimes you don't enjoy your free time or your family time enough because you are busy with work or overthinking things. And this is a kind of regret. Not to be in the present and to enjoy and forget anything.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Which brings us to which random thing makes you happy?
I really react strongly on smells. So if I smell something that, especially when I'm in the south, but sometimes in the summer you can also have it in Germany suddenly, that you smell somehow a Mediterranean breeze, summer breeze that comes even to Germany, this is something that makes me immediately happy.
What a lovely answer. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Oh, no, I don't. I just think that sometimes in the film industry, people take each other or themselves too serious. So I think don't take each other too serious. And it's just movies. It's not
rocket science.
Exactly.
And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you to answer, I don't know. But who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I mean, I would love that Kate Winslet is playing this role.
Good answer. Well, take that. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Silvana.
Thank you
it was
so
a pleasure.
Much, Christina. That was the pleasure was all mine.
ShoreTake is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.